Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about the red-tailed hawk, a handsome raptor living throughout North America. The red tail belongs to the group of birds of prey called Buteos, soaring hawks that circle overhead to locate prey and then initiate a steep dive to pounce on their target. The red tail's scientific name, Buteo jamaicensis, is Latin for hawk and the island of Jamaica, a suggestion of the red tail's southern range. Buteos breeding in the Pacific Northwest include the red-tailed, red-shouldered, ferruginous, and Swainson's hawks. Most common is the red-tail and the only Buteo that lives in the Columbia Pacific region year-around. Red-tails are robust hawks, about 20 inches tall, with a wingspan of 4 feet. Females are larger than males. Their body feathers are highly variable mottled shades of brown. The reddish tail and the dark belly band on a light background are good field marks. Red tails frequently perch on poles or treetops. Their distinctive high scream is often imitated by jays. Red tails nest in woodlands and hunt in open country where they can locate small rodents and rabbits. Ground squirrels, deer mice, and voles are red tails' primary prey, which also includes small birds and reptiles. In the Pacific Northwest, red-tail breeding begins in March. Pairs maintain territories of 1/2 to 3 square miles. Both the male and female help build a well-constructed nest of sticks lined with green vegetation, which is refreshed as eggs are incubated. Nest sites, frequently over 100 feet high, are usually on the tallest trees, to provide a commanding view and unobstructed access. Sites on the edge of open areas are preferred. The female redtail incubates an average of 2 or 3 eggs for about a month. The male feeds the female during incubation. Both parents care for the young. By September, the young have fledged and, while learning to hunt on their own, continue to receive food from their parents for a few weeks. Most predation on red-tailed hawks is by birds such as scrub jays, crows, eagles, and owls that feed on red-tail eggs or young in the nest. Red-tails surviving to adulthood live an average of 6 or 7 years, though the record for a bird in the wild is 16 years. Some red-tails migrate seasonally, but many individuals do not. Red-tails have been and are favored by falconers, who train them to hunt rabbits and squirrels. In the past, red-tails were often shot because they occasionally take chickens. Today, the hawk is protected and valued for its control of rodent populations. Red-tailed hawks are pretty tolerant of humans and have benefited from some of our activity. It's not uncommon to see them perching on poles along highways, looking for prey along the shoulders. Land cleared for agriculture and by logging can increase foraging habitat, especially if tall snags and trees are nearby to provide nest and perch sites. Watch and listen for red-tailed hawks all year and enjoy the wonderful wildness they bring to our region. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.